I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana University Opera Theater presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, Il Barbiere di Siviglia, in a new production set in costumes designed by our guest C. David Higgins. David, thanks very, very much for joining us. I've got a couple of questions, and I really want to talk costumes today. But it seems to me that every opera sort of has must-haves. If it's about people on a boat, then there has to be something that looks like a boat. If there's a thing that involves a balcony, there has to be a balcony. What are the must-haves for a production of The Barber of Seville?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to answer that question these days because so many productions are conceptual, which means that the time and place, the traditional venue of the action may be changed. We're certainly not doing that with this production. And firsthand, I would say that we have to have a courtyard of sorts in the beginning of Act One. Rosina has to be seen at a balcony. There has to be a sense of separation between the Count and Rosina. The exterior of the house, Bartolo's residence, and then later the interior. And then we have the famous storm scene, which is often quite comic. One of the things that's happening in this production, which is highly unusual, is a must-have for the director, and that is Figaro's shop. And some of Act One will be played there with characters that the audience might be a little surprised to see.
So we get to actually watch people get soaped up and stropped, etc.
Yes, there's some of that.
Taking it to the point where I want to go, which is with costumes.
In terms of costumes, of course, each costume is supposed to reflect personality characteristics of the character. Bartolo lives in a very black and white world, so Bartolo is represented certainly in black and white and gray. His whole interior is very colorless. Rosina, his ward, feels somewhat trapped inside this environment. And at one point in the action, you will see that she undoes her gray plain tunic to reveal a hot pink dress underneath that represents her desire to, of course, to break out of this environment and get on with her life and enjoy the world at large. Figaro, as a character, represents a kind of jack of all trades. He's a barber, of course, and a barber in early 19th century terms was a dentist and a physician and a wig dresser and a factotum of all kinds, a pharmacist. I mean, you name it, barbers did it all. And so he is very flamboyant in his dress and a bit avant-garde. The Count has four different costumes that he wears. He goes from being disguised as a student, then becoming a drunken veterinarian who's billeted at Bartolo's house. Then he tries another transformation where he is sort of the substitute music instructor, dressed as a friar. And lastly, he's seen, of course, as the Count in full royal regalia. So in each case, we try to give the audience visual clues to the character of the individual, as well as clues to the mood that we want to create for the scene. So I try to manipulate color, I try to manipulate pattern and texture in order to reveal to the audience something of what we're trying to say with the story.
Visual cues from the costumes, super titles on the screen.
Yes, of course.
A lot to see for the audience as well as to listen to.
Well, I think there will be a lot to see. This production is very rich in character development. It's a great deal of detail in the action. Nick Muni is known for being very detailed in the development of his characters and very detailed in the action, which illuminates the story. So I think there will be a lot for the audience to take in. It's not going to be your grandmother's Barber of Seville.
We've been talking with C. David Higgins. He's the designer of both the sets and the costumes for Indiana University Opera Theater's new production of Il Barbiere di Siviglia, The Barber of Seville. It's conducted by Arthur Fagan, stage director Nicholas Muni. Dates are Friday and Saturday, September 24, 25, and October 1st and 2nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.